getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Sit down.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Let's go. That's right. Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. On the July show, we had Mac 17 and Mr. G. It was great getting to know them, and so much so that they don't even know that I've already invited myself to their next family get-together. Hey, hearing them share the love of each other's family and how they work on the music that they write was just so refreshing. Along with them sharing their lives with the fam, with our radio fam, we spoke life into the listeners in Getting Real with Roz fashion. Anytime you're able, speak life into yourself and others. When we say great things, expect great things. Continuing to say what someone else can't do is more of an issue within yourself. If you can't believe in yourself, you definitely cannot believe in someone else. So keep your mouth from bringing someone else into your insecurity. Y'all hear me out there in these radio streets? Let's help lift each other up. Just a reminder that you can have a free download of my intro song, Baby Come On the Infinite L Radio SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/InfiniteLENT. BlogTalkRadio.com/InfiniteL. We trust that our next guest will continue to bring good music, along with more information that we can use in the entertainment business. She is also here to give us a warm hug to our souls. I already know that Arya Ilan is ready. She stays ready and here to share music and her music and knowledge. Nothing left to say, but I'm looking forward to hearing from our radio friend and family, Arya Ilan.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I love your theme song. I want to start off by saying that it is so catchy. It's so cool. You know, I love your music, your musicianship, voice, and just everything about, you know, where you're coming from. And I'm so appreciative of you inviting me to be a guest on your show. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thank you so much. And everybody, I just want y'all to know I did not pay her any extra money to say what she just said. So thank you for those kind, for those words. But I'm in Seattle, as you know. You're in, we're having smoke up here, but for in our area, thankfully, it's kind of dying down. But how are you all doing down there? The rain's from Helena going on.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as bad as we anticipated, which still, people should always listen to the alerts. Like, we got the alerts on our warning alerts on our phones, our cell phones, and everything. Because I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina, in Hurricane Alley. And, you know, it's good to follow the instructions, you know, and they tell you to evacuate. Because the one time that you think, oh, I'm going to ride it out, that's when it would be like a superstorm. But, you know, we were fortunate because where the earthquake hit is only about maybe 20 minutes from where I am. It's in the same county in Southern California that I live in. So it was close. Mm. But, yeah, neither the earthquake nor storm turned out to be as bad as, you know, it could have been. So, yeah, we are blessed.
That's great to hear. And it's so weird that, you know, as I think maybe, I don't know how long ago, I remember thinking if something like that happened, you know, if it was a perfect world, perfect situation, what would you take? And you know what I would take? Like, what I would always tell myself, and mind you, in those moments, I know life changes and you just take yourself and whoever you love, not worried about.
Right. Things. If you have a pet or something living,
yeah,
you just try to stay alive.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's what it would really be. But in the perfect world and you had a chance to save something, you know, I honestly thought I'd want my my violin and my like my hard drive for my music, and that was probably all I could think. And honest, of course, I'd hope to have nothing like that ever happen. But this is when I started working deep into music. But of course, when you're in those situations, you hope never to be. That's one of the things I used to tell myself, like, just grab the music, you know.
Yeah, but see, this is one of the things about living in earthquake country is, you know, we are taught, and probably very few people have them, but I'm one who believes in and who does have a grab-and-go bag, you know, where you do have stuff like what you're saying, you know, as an artist, you know, our creations, like our hard drive, you know, to make a extra one, to have in that grab-and-go bag, to have water in there. And I'm sentimental. My brother, who's passed now, but he gave me, you know, like in those Western movies where they would keep the water in
canteen.
Right? So it's sentimental. He was so funny. It reminds me of him. But it's utilitarian at the same time because it doesn't leak or anything, you know. And I have that and, you know, some granola bars and stuff, you know. And you just never know. But if something happens, earthquakes can happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to think about it. You can just, you have money in there. I hope nobody knows where I live. But yeah, you have stuff that you would need to survive. Where you run out to your car, you're not just running with your pajamas on. You know, you do have your grab and go bag. So I advise anybody who's living in an area that's prone, and even if you're not living in an area that's prone to earthquakes or hurricanes or whatever, nowadays with climate change, you know, I'm an environmentalist, you know, these wildfires are popping up in places that never has had them, or, you know, like the floods have become in more increasing. So it's something, I don't care where you live, you know, there's a good thing there.
That is so true. So just about earthquakes, first of all, being from the Midwest, I had never really known, experienced an earthquake until 2016, I believe. I woke up and I was like, why is the room shaking? Why are the pictures on the wall shaking? And then, you know, why is my husband, like, I'm thinking he's shaking the bed and he's sound asleep, and I just am confused. And so then later, oh, my goodness, it was actually a 2.3, 2.5 where we were because of fracking, though, in Oklahoma, which they had a 5-something earthquake from just fracking, which sent it all the way up to Kansas, Missouri, you know, Kansas City area at a 2. So then fast forward another year or two, Seattle, same thing. Why is everything shaking like this? Like, what is happening? I'm thinking I'm having a nightmare or something like that. And come to find out, we had a 4.2. So I kind of had, those were the,
Like, we don't even turn over. We don't even turn on the light when it's like those 2, 3, 4 here. It's got to be at least a 5 before it gets our attention.
At least a 5.
I'm serious. We're just so
used to it.
I believe it.
And so those are my two that I've experienced. But I'm glad that you're doing well. It was a little scary yesterday for them to, you know, tell us not to go outside if we can help it and wear masks or whatnot. So I'm glad we're okay with that. So with that, I know, again.
But I just
Go ahead.
Just really quickly, because I lived on the island of Maui for a little over 2 years, you know, from when my daughter was a baby until, you know, we moved back to California, to the mainland.
Okay.
So I have, like, close friends over there who were like family to us when we lived over there. And it just really was devastating to me to see that, you know, the fires in Lahaina on social media and everything. And I actually did a just a inspirational, uplifting Instagram. I posted it on Instagram and on like a reel, and on Facebook with a verse from my new single, Be Brave, that you're going to play, which thank you so much, tonight on your show. Because, again, things can happen in an instant. In an instant where 1 minute is normal, the next minute your life is turned upside down. So I want to say to all of my friends, you know, in on the island of Maui, to keep the faith and to keep their courage, and that they will, there's a reason that they were spared, that they are survivors. And it seems now that it's just like everything is happening and your world has been pulled apart, but there is going to be that light, you know, so this awfulness will end and they are going to come out on the good side. So, I wanted to put that positive energy out there.
Please, I really appreciate that. It's unbelievable to see anywhere like that, you know, for anywhere to happen and to, I guess, maybe not have the bodies yet or the people or found people. It's still kind of unraveling in my mind, I guess, about how things are happening. And, you know, no, I don't think I know anybody there, but I believe my cousin, I was told my cousin was there when it happened, but somehow...
They were able to get out of the island.
They were able to evacuate. So I'm thankful for those. But yeah, thank you for saying that. And I'm hoping your friends and family, and that they find more people alive than not alive there as they're searching through everything. So everybody, definitely thank you. Give them good, positive vibes and energy for and prayers for their time right now. So yeah, thank you for sharing that and know that.
Definitely. Oh yeah, they're survivors. So that's the positive part. You know, there's a reason. There's a reason why they're spared. So that's what I tell them. You know, all that material thing, you can get more material things. You know?
Right.
You can. It's stuff. It is stuff. It's all stuff.
Yeah. Tell me about when you were over there. Were you like releasing music over there, or did you just raising your daughter there?
My ex-husband was from there, and I was just living and enjoying the culture. They're really, really beautiful, beautiful people over there. Well, you know, just like everywhere, you're gonna have some people who are like idiots, but I'm talking about as far as like the culture. Being very family oriented, just very helpful. Even now, after this catastrophe, they're just not sitting on their hands waiting on the federal government. You know, people started boating in supplies because they had there's like one way in and one way out of the town where it happened. It's not all over the island of Maui, just on like that west side, the tourist area, Lahaina.
Okay.
The cruise ship came in. Oh, yeah, that's something a lot of people. You know, have a misconception of. They think it was the whole island burning. I'm like, no, it was just like the dry side, because the other side where we were living, you know, more in the country, gets a lot of rain, you know, and it didn't even get affected.
Wow.
But yeah, I was performing over there, and I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. I was performing in, a couple of nightclubs. I performed in a historic theater in Wailuku called I'm sorry, I'm still massacring their language, their words, but that's what it is. I'AO theater. And at the Temple of Peace, you know, I'm an environmentalist, so of course I performed like an Earth Day, Maui Earth Day Festival. So it was just wonderful experience of living over there. Yeah.
But that's not why you went over there. It was just because your husband was from there, you said?
Yeah, I didn't go over there to perform. You know, it was just Yeah.
That's pretty cool to have those opportunities.
You know, like that song, What You Won't Do.
Oh, yeah. That's such a cool song. That is so
it
cool.
Is.
I'm glad that you're able to go over there. Uh-huh. From the E-I-O. E-I-O. What kind of greeting do you remember how to say it in Hawaiian?
Right.
E-I-O.
Yeah.
How would you say hello?
Aloha means hello and goodbye. And then mahalo means
mahalo.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
And aina means more than just the land. It's like a spiritual type of word, you know, for like the everything that makes the land, like the earthworms, you know, like everything. That's what they call, it was like the kingdom of Hawaii before it became a state. You know, of the United States. So I'm not going
to
go
something.
There, you know, because that's a whole other
show.
I did a song along with my daughter called Earth Aina. Was an environmental song. You know, it was just her on piano and me singing.
Tell us her name again.
My daughter's name is Eden, like the Garden of Eden.
Eden. And then has she released anything? Would she want to be on the show?
She is so shy. You know, she did release an album as well as an EP. She released a new age album called The Essence of Eden. And then after the police murdered George Floyd in 2020, she released an EP called I Can't Breathe. So she does music out there, but her main love is a visual artist, you know.
It's visual, okay.
Yeah, but she is like quite the pianist, but, you know, she doesn't love music as much as she loves art,
yeah. Well, so when you're talking about the land and here your daughter's name, Eden, I would like for you to share with us your name. I love it. I absolutely love your name. And I know we talked about it before. And could you again tell us like a little bit of the background of your name, Aria Elan?
Well, I wanted, because I've been in the business since forever in terms of the music business on the business side. But when I decided, I started like in 2012, to record, to write, because I am like a singer-songwriter. So I was co-writing songs for the album, and then I wanted to have a stage name, you know, and I always loved the name Aria, because as you well know, Roz, it's operatic term, you know, I said, oh, that's beautiful. And then I have a friend who is a producer and singer-songwriter. He's like a multi-instrumentalist, pianist, plays flute and everything. And I told him, I was like, well, I need a last name, but I want it to be four letters also. And I want it to have like a positive thing, because Aria is four letters. And then, you know, we thought of different things. And then he came up with the word Elan, which means life and, you know, which is like a joy of living. And he's like, that's you. That's
love
you.
It.
Said, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's perfect. And something that's easy for people to remember, easy to spell, because it's A-R-I-A, Aria Elan, E-L-A-N, .com. That's my website, ariaelan.com.
I love that. That is beautiful. Well, I love names. Usually if I ask somebody their name and it's unique, I always like kind of glance at them. Like my eyes just get captivated. And the next question is, where did your name come from? And I love that. And by the way, I feel like we could talk all day. It feels so easy. Even before we came on to this broadcast, I just felt like we could really communicate. Well, I'm going to skip really quickly to your next song. It's about the song Be Brave. Be Brave video is an animated Afrobeats video that tells a beautiful story of bravery and love. Aria states that it is in her heart to write and sing feel-good songs, and I totally can relate to that, but we'll talk a little bit later. So with that, let's have you explain afterwards, though, about this next song and the meaning behind it. So here we go, radio fam. Here's Be Brave.
Undercover, see what you discover. Climb a tree, be happy. Don't procrastinate.
To Roz on the Infinite L Radio. I'd love to connect with you on my Instagram page, Getting Real with Roz.
So, if there were actually video to these radio shows, just the movement behind what I would be doing would be like incredible. It sounds with so much rhythm, though. Either you have it in you or you don't. Tell everybody about what types of music you grew up with.
Well, I grew up, my first even hearing in anything, introduction to music, was in my beloved father's church, Grace Chapel Baptist Church in South Carolina. And, that would be my, influence, my primary influence. But I grew up listening to country music, to, R&B, to pop music, and then later on to jazz. My brother-in-law, my older sister's husband, Bobby, actually introduced me to jazz, and I totally fell in love with that. And what I like to do is incorporate, all these types of influences in my songs, what I hear. I don't like to be just put into a box, which is what the music industry, if you well know, Roz, like this is what they want to do with us. You know, you're Black, so we're going to put you into this box. You're going to do urban. You know, you're white,
yeah.
so we're going to put you into this box. You're going to do
yeah.
pop or rock. You're from the South and you're white, you're going to do country. You know, so yeah, I reject
good.
All
yeah.
that.
That is true. It's like a package they want to put you in, but it also means that there's a box and there's a which keeps you in it versus, you know, if you
yeah,
have
keeps you in
something,
it,
yeah.
You cannot really explore other genres that you may love. So that's the beautiful part of one of the beautiful parts about being an independent artist. And I always wanted to do an Afrobeats song. And one of my friends, this brother, King Oni, is the one who introduced me to the producer, FRD, from Accra, Ghana, you know, who produced this song. So I am very, very happy with our collaboration. And we did it remotely. One of the only good things that came out of the pandemic was letting us know that you don't have to be in the same room, you know, the same studio
yeah.
or whatever to do a production. You can do things remotely. And that's what we did. To this day,
yeah.
I've never, you know, given a hug to FRD.
Wow.
Just communicated over the phone and, you know, he emailed me stuff. I emailed him back and we just collaborated. I went to the studio here in California and recorded it. And then the engineer sent it, you know, my raw files back over there to him. And, you know, he did like the editing. And here we are.
Here we are talking to each other once again about this beautiful music. I'm going to ask you here in a second about what inspired it, but I want to ask because I ask every show and you've shared with me, but I want you to tell us what you using. Do you record yourself or what mic or equipment you like to record or perform with? And then you already spoken about your engineer or producer. So talk real quick about that type of recording.
You
that
know
you
what
do.
I call my iPhone, my band in a box. You know,
ah, it's my, yeah, love it. I love my phone.
Yes, I'm telling you. Like I will have an idea, and you know, I love my voice memo feature on there. I can just.
Uh-huh.
Sing the melody on there because you know that even if you don't, at least with me, if I don't put it down when it comes to me,
I know.
It's not going to be the same. I might have something close to that, you know, later on, but it won't be the same as when that idea first came to me. So that's usually how it starts with me. And then I like to do pre-production. Where I'm not paying by the hour, you know, for the actual recording studio because
mm-hmm.
I don't have a home studio. I have like a grand piano and I have like an amp, mic, that kind of thing. But, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
have equipment, but that allows me just with that, you know, to do pre-production and rehearsals right here. So by the time
right.
I get in the studio, you know, I know exactly what I want to do, but I still leave room to flexibility, ideas from the producer, ideas from the engineer. I'm very open
mm-hmm.
when I go
mm-hmm.
into the studio, but at the same time, I'm prepared. You know, if nobody has an idea, I know that I've done my pre-production and I have a roadmap for where I want to go with
yeah.
it.
Hey, I want to share, I want to make sure people hear that part of it, going prepared. I was like a machine. When guys would hire me to come do like a hook for them or a chorus, I didn't waste anybody's money. And if it's my own music, I usually already have my background vocals done. I send it to them before I even get there so that it makes it easier. So when you're talking about that pre-production, a lot of people may not know what that is, but all of that is just getting prepared, knowing what you're going to do, having, you know, if it's the roadmap, whatever it is. Otherwise, usually I can guarantee you probably 99% of the producers, engineers in those studios could care less about how long you take because they want you to go longer because they're going to get paid more. But for me,
that's
I feel like
right.
I can
they
do more music.
They get paid by the hour.
They get paid
they
more
get
by
paid
the hour.
Yeah.
And I want to. I just want to do music, so I just make sure I get everything done. That means more songs I can release, more songs I can, you know, work on. So tell us, and then we're going to go to your second song, but tell us how you came up with Be Brave.
Well, I mean, I am an actual poet, and in fact, I am an award-winning poet. So I just like see words, hear words, and just stories. You know, I'm a storyteller. So I wanted to come up with something that wasn't typical, you know, for the actual beat song, because generally, it's almost like the subject matter is either, you know, about love, lost love, or, you know, sexuality type of love, who were you with or something, or, you know, like themselves, you know, just people rapping or singing about themselves. You know, which a lot of the music, not just Afro beats, R&B, pop, it's like it's just formula, you know, especially people who are signed with the majors. So I wanted to have a story, and I actually wrote the script for the animation video, which people can check out on my YouTube channel. If they just Google Aria Ilan, then it will come right up. Or go to my website, ariaelan.com. So when I was thinking in terms of a story, I wanted to put, you know, like positive, you know, messages out there set to music. And that's one of the themes that came to me because there's a lot of challenges, a lot of things that's coming at us constantly, and you know, we're sometimes it's like we're at crossroads where we could go either way, you know, but when you make a decision that might not be the popular one, but it's brave and it's something that is going to help you with your goals and your dreams, then that's the thing that you should do. So I wanted to put that message out there lyrically, vocally, as well as the script and the storyline for the animation video.
Okay. So that was a part of also what I was going to ask you, too. So thank you for talking about the music video. Well, all right, Aria, we're glad to reconnect with you. Let's take a listen to O.U.T. Here we go.
We can walk around with no clothes on. Everything's right. Our love is strong. We're going away. Tahiti, Bali, Paris, Negril, J.A. family, acting happy.
When you went up an octave, when you went up high and you said O-U-T, I felt like you just kind of let somebody down, like really lightly, like gently. You're like, I'm leaving, but bye. You like this really pretty note.
That
make them feel good that you left them.
Hey, that's just me. I think that's the southern girl. You know what I mean? It's like, even if you hurt me, you know, I don't want to have bad vibes, you know? I'm like, okay.
You reminded me of my friend and guitar player. We're close friends now, but the first time I met him, it was actually for an audition, and I was kind of in between, like, my own music. And I thought, you know, let me just join this band. They're looking for a singer, so I auditioned, right? And so I'm, like, thinking
right.
I'm killing it, you know, R&B, and I'm Aretha Franklin and all of this. And then he says, okay, well, we'll get back with you. So he calls me. He says, Roz, he's like, man, you're just, by far, I just love your voice and how you were singing. And, you know, but at this time, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know which way, but I just feel like I know we're going to work together sometime. And it's, you know, I'm just waiting for that time. But so he's saying this, right? So I don't know if he's letting me down, that I'm getting me in the band, or like, what's going on? So
you're like, is he letting
me
down?
Is he letting me down? Like, what's happening? So he finally told me later, he says, no, he says, the band, they loved you. He said, they felt like you were just too much of a indie artist. Like you needed to, like your own vibe, your own like songs and stuff like that. So like I said, years later, I could ask him and talk about it. We laugh and appreciate working with him. And again, he's a good friend of mine today today. But can you, OUT was inspired by anything in particular?
Again, I wanted to do a reggae song. My producer, Carl, who did this, is Jamaican. But, you know, I have to do it. I don't like to, I'm not an imitator. You know, I still have to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So bring in who I am, Aria, my background. And as I said, I grew up listening to country music. So as a musician and composer, Ross, I know you're hearing, and, you know, vocalist, it's a simple melody, and the background vocals are not, you know, less like R&B. R&B background vocals are very different from country, you know, and from reggae. Reggae has that in common with the country music, you know, the three-part harmony, because I did my own background vocals on this. But the story.
Great. I love them. I love background
vocals.
Thank
you. Yeah. So that was the approach that I had. And again, when I wrote the lyrics, I'm thinking of a story, you know, and the whole storyline was about a couple who, you know, has gone through everything. They had kids. The kids are grown. And, you know, you make all these plans in life, you know, like once the kids get out, we're going to do this. Go away. We're going to go on a dream vacation to Paris, the Bali, you know, to Jamaica, you know, they call it JA. And then one person either falls out of love or you outgrow each other. And at that point, it's like, well, what do you do? So in this one, it's like she's saying, you know, you can't leave me because I'm OUT. I'm out. I'm going to leave you, you know. You're telling me you're leaving. So, you know, I love jokes anyway, too. So I had to put that little piece of humor in there. But, yeah, that's just the story that I think. And a lot of my fans, this is a fan favorite. They relate to it. And that's why that's going to be one of the songs. I'm doing a Aria's Best Ballad that's going to be coming out, you know, Valentine's Day of 2024, next year. And I'm going to put, I'm going to have like two new ballads and then eight ballads because I've released four albums from prior albums along with the two new ones. And yeah, and put that out there where people can listen from beginning to end, and it's all ballads as opposed to albums they were on. It would be various music on it, you know, so I wanted to do like a theme album.
Wow. Well, how about we jump right into the third song together?
There we go.
All right.
Go.
All right. Here it is, everybody.
It doesn't matter what we do, long as it's we two together.
Yeah.
You are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
So, Aria, this, you know, the song I'm Going Down by Rolls Royce and also Mary J. Blige covered it.
Yes. Oh, I love that song. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this song reminds me of.
Oh, wow. That's a high compliment. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It just
it's
has that real,
fan
like,
favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That smooth vibe, which I know, and I can talk to you like maybe at another time, but you releasing this music and the world music and that feel is something that, not this upcoming project, but the one after that, I've already started working on that. And so thank you, even about the part about the indie label, how you can do what you want. And I feel like I've just kind of grasped that idea because of the box you don't want to be put in. And it just took me a while to realize that. But however long it takes, I got it. I understand it now, and I can hear it. And so it has definitely made me feel like I'm going in the right direction for the project after this one comes out. So I'm looking forward to that one already, because when I hear the music, and by the way, sometimes I don't want to listen to the music ahead of time, like just because it's needed and that I'm asked to. I actually like to have the real feel of how a brand new listener would listen to it, you know, so I can kind of feel it in the moment. So I definitely had a lot of movement, like I want to move, you want to dance. And so I think you've definitely captured that with this, with these songs.
Thank you, sister, so much. I really, and you can tell that's just like a taste of my music. And all three songs are different, but they're still me, you know?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful part about being like a singer-songwriter. It's not like somebody just handing you stuff and just say, okay, sing that, you know? You can really put yourself into every project, even though it may be like a different genre of music.
Yeah, how did you find your producers?
Well, you know, I just believe in when you have like the faith and you are praying on something, you know, like God will send the right people into your world. So, like, with all of the producers that I've worked with, because the same producer, Carl, the one who's originally from Jamaica, and he lives in the Bronx, New York, and that's where I met him. I lived in New York during a period of time, but we didn't record it then, but we just, you know, have some people you connect with and you stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced OUT as well as Together. And
okay.
Yeah, so that's just how it is. I mean, it was one of those things where we just connected. He's a very talented, humble brother. And I know you've worked with a lot of people in the industry. And when you find somebody who you connect with and who respect you, you know, as a creative person, even though you're a woman, because there's a lot of misogyny in the industry. And, you know, to me, if I don't get that reducer they are, I can't work with them.
Exactly. I cannot say that enough to the women. I'll say in particular, just because I'm a woman. That is so important to know that and to be prepared. And then also, I feel like you've actually been part of my thought process and in my prayers, because I've been saying the same thing besides the music that you're talking about, like, you know, preparing to release that type of music, but also just kind of putting it out there and looking for it, asking God, just expecting that thing, the right people to come into your path so that you can do that next thing that you're wanting to do. And that's where I am. And another friend just confirmed it just a little bit ago, a couple hours ago, same thing, hadn't talked to her in a while, and she said pretty much the same thing you did. So I definitely am putting in this new area of music that I'm wanting to get into and start using and start working and start performing in public. So thank you for
Excellent.
Just those words, without you even knowing that you're you're doing that, which I appreciate for the show in particular. So thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome.
When is that song out again? You said next year, Valentine's Day 2024?
Yes. So all of the music is out now. You know, the three songs. Anybody can just Google Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N. You know, they're out on all the streaming platforms, as well as Bandcamp, as well as, you know, they can go to my YouTube channel. And again, once you Google my name, it all comes up. So it's just that I have some new ballads that I'm going to put with the best ballads, including the two that you played, OUT and Together. And I'm going to release on Valentine's Day, album that's only love ballads.
Okay, so it sounds like this, I know this sounds really creepy, but I'm not kidding you. I even thought about releasing a ballad album. This is really crazy to me that you're saying these things, and I feel like I've been putting myself in the box because that's the industry, what they would do, what other people would do, and that is also something that I've been thinking about. So I feel like this interview was more for me.
Oh, you should go for it. That's beautiful, beautiful music, and it's real, you know? I mean, that's why even the name of your show, Getting Real with Roz, it's just so fitting because you are the real deal, you know, having been, you know, not just like an actress, musician, but also knowing theory, music theory, you know, being a professor also. I mean, a lot of listeners may not know that about you, you know, but you use both sides of your brain, you know, the right side,
left,
creative,
yeah.
as well as the left side, being able to teach it to somebody else. You know, a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, that is important. And that is why I think part of the show that I like to do, to be able to help somebody else understand, even if it's just one point that they're able to take away, because in the beginning when I started in this business, I didn't have anyone coaching me to, or who I even knew to go to, or even in some ways even know what to do. So I started grabbing books and, you know, trying to figure out, and then reading online and studying, just Googling whatever I could. And I'm thankful that I was able to get going the way that I was. So the words that you share, as many words as I can share for someone else out there, is very important to me to be able to get some out of that. And I am just unbelievable how time flies right now. And it's just, it's always a surprise
fun.
To me.
It's
yeah,
so
you make it
fun
very easy.
Chatting with you, you know, I mean, this has just been the highlight of my day.
Oh, that is the same. I appreciate that. Did you say all of your handles of music connections,
yeah,
like Facebook?
Please follow me, subscribe and everything. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, everything. All you have to do is Google Aria Elan, A-R-I-A Elan, E-L-A-N, or go to my website, ariaelan.com, and it has links to all of my social media. And if you drop a comment or anything, a message, I always try my best to, you know, respond personally.
That's great to hear. Well, this was part two with Aria Elan. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on again. Our radio hearts and doors are open to you, and looking forward to hearing your next project, then the next one, then the one on and on. So next show date.
Thank you.
Yes, not a problem at all. And then the next show date is third Monday of the month, September 18th, 7:30 p.m., and you all need to stay tuned for that show.
Make sure to check out August segment of the IL Radio Music Showcase, which broadcast on Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. The show was hosted by Oheniwa. Also, tune into the next segment of the In the Know with Oheniwa show, which will broadcast on August 24th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show will be a special show segment entitled
Pop Music Review. Thank you all for listening to the Getting Real with Roz broadcast. Don't forget to speak life into someone. Be love and light to others. Nighty Night Radio family.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party. Give it to me, don't give it to me.